Although historians rightfully credit Jimmy Carter with a number of important foreign policy achievements, the Camp David Accords for one, no one who lived through his single term in office would ever characterize his administration as a success. The stagnant state of the U.S. economy made jobs and prosperity hard to come by, and ever-rising oil prices stymied Carter's efforts to clean up the mess, largely a legacy of the Vietnam War. Carter was also hobbled by a mania for micromanagement and a tin ear for public opinion. Both of these traits tended to insulate him from the political realities of the late 1970s, and even his famous overnight stays with average Americans failed to enlighten him. Even so, Americans genuinely liked and for the most part trusted the president. "All I want is the same thing you want," he told audiences during the 1976 campaign, "to have a nation with a government that is good and honest and decent and competent." Coming in the wake of Watergate, this pious message had a powerful appeal. In fact, if it hadn't been for the Iranian hostage crisis, Carter might well have served a second term. Many politicians of the time are quick to point out that, had he taken a tough stand and used force against the Iranians, Americans would likely have rallied around him. But an equally persuasive argument can be made that Carter knowingly gave up his chance for a second term rather than risk the loss of life, American or Iranian. Moral leadership had always been Carter's greatest strength, but it wasn't until he left office that he began to communicate it effectively. He dedicated his post-presidency to humanitarian efforts, and successful international peacemaking missions, along with his work for Habitat for Humanity, have substantially raised the bar for all future retired presidents. In the meantime, though, Carter will likely remain in a class by himself as a moral leader. "If the misery of others leaves you indifferent, and with no feeling of sorrow," he wrote in his presidential memoirs, "then you cannot be called a human being."